All right, well, my name is Cronus, and here you are at the Musicians Insider. We are in season three, episode three, and today we have Nicholas Repetto, and he's going to tell you all about the things that he does in Los Angeles and how he got there. Nicholas, please introduce yourself to my audience.
Hi everybody, how are you? Hi Aaron, thank you for having me. This is pretty cool podcast. I appreciate it. How did I start? Let's start from there, I guess, right? I'm originally from Argentina, Buenos Aires, moved to the States when I was very young, five, lived in Florida for like 30 years, absorbed all that, got my music training there, went to the University of Miami. I came from like an orchestral background. I play violin, viola, piano, and got all my training there. Before I moved to LA, actually, I put together a session with all my friends that I met up back in the day to play because I wanted to be a part of this thing called the SEL mentorship program, which I heard that's how you can get into like LA studio sessions and meet composers and. And they have a long history of helping composers. So I just back then I this was like 2012, 2011 actually. I put together this ensemble and I created my own curriculum. I'm like, I'm gonna write five cues of like action, adventure, and then like main title, drama, comedy. And I put that all together. I hired an orchestra and paid my friends, and I paid them in lotto tickets and pizza and a few. I think it was like $50 as well, and got it recorded, and then I got accepted to this like mentorship thing. And then that year, 2012, when I moved, I packed my things in June. It was a hot June, and drove all the way from Miami to LA, and been here ever since.
That's 4 days.
And that's yeah, pretty much. No, we took our time. We took a week actually to get there. Because I had my parents with me, so they came along to help me move, and because they stayed in Florida when I moved, and it was
That's
just
great.
like it was like a because I was very close to my family. Sadly, my dad passed away 2 years ago, so that left.
You know, I feel for you. I drove across with my dad, in 2007, we drove from Toronto to Los Angeles together, and I feel you. The family trip when you move in. Now, we did it in 3 days, and we flew. Like, we drove, but we flew. Like, we were going for it. We actually skipped the Grand Canyon. We were like, should we go half an hour of the way, go to the Grand Canyon, and then get home, like, really, really, really late, or should we just go to LA? We skipped it. So I've always been meaning to make a stop at the Grand Canyon in my dad's honor.
It's a beautiful
Wow.
place, yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean, we moved. They helped me move, and then we bid our say goodbye, and then I don't know. I had to start from scratch, meeting people, going to these events. The SEL mentorship helped because we went to all the,
Is there an
you know, all the.
acronym for that? SEL? What does that mean?
Oh yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It means the Society of Composers and Lyricists in LA. So it's a great
I've been
organization.
to a lot of those things. I don't recognize that one, so it's interesting to me to hear that that one exists too. I mean, like,
Oh
there's
yeah.
Muse Expo and all those weird things that a lot of the Canadians do go to. Very
Yeah,
cool.
there's that. That's the kind of like premier top tier. Everyone, John Williams is a part of it. I think John Powell, all the big name composers. And then you get to hang out and meet others who work in your area. And ever since then, I've also started a group here on Facebook called Perspective. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a group for composers. It's a community that was started by my friend. Miriam Mayer, and sadly she passed away last year as well.
Oh no. Well,
So
I'll check that out, and I'll see if my friends who are into that world composing. I'm in a, like, I'm more of a band guy than a composer, but I write a lot, but I probably should do more of that. But I do have friends that are composers. I'm like, no, I still want to do music, but yeah, we're all composers, I guess. That sounds very interesting. So on the Facebook group, how big is it?
well, we started with a handful of people, like maybe 100. Handful in terms of like forums. Now we're over, we're about 15,800.
Beautiful.
It's grown over the last 8 years. So, because we started at it, she Miriam started in 2016, and then, and now we have we're to honor Miriam because, she's no longer with us. We started, I put together this grant in her name called the Mir Mir Perspective Composer Grant. It's
Good
for
job.
emerging composers who are either starting out, they're students, they just graduated, or they're kind of like mid-level. They've done a few things, but they need a little help. We put together a little stipend from sponsors like Orchestral Tools and Real Crafter, and we're promoting that because we're having an award ceremony on May 16th, and we're going to select two people, and we'll see how it goes. I'm sorry.
Where is that?
It'll be here in LA. We're going to make a formal announcement in the group once we select the people and all these things, because we're still selecting the venue and stuff like that.
I'll
But
put a link to it right there. Very cool.
oh, it's like, yeah, because we're accepting applications till the 10th of April. In doing that and in kind of being helping out with this forum that Miriam put together, I'm also trying to get a career. It's keep the career going as well. I guess we could chat about that if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to tell my audience, how does someone do what you're doing, or if they want to do what you're doing, what are some steps they can take? And if you can give advice on mistakes not to make, or just try to help out, that's great. Tell your story. I'm sure that I'll have a lot of that in there. And it's always interesting to hear what how one person did it their way to get what they're doing. And is there things that maybe you still want to try and get to, and where are you at with that?
That's fantastic. So my journey was when I moved to LA, I kind of knew only like two people. So then I started to go to, for instance, film festivals, take classes where directors might be, just to meet people. I remember I took once a fighting choreography class because I wanted to meet action directors. So I was like the only composer. Yeah, it was like this kind of stuff, like fighting and stuff. And I met a lot of cool people there.
That is brilliant, because then you can think about how would I score this, right? That's the whole
Exactly.
point. And then you end up in a scene with a tin can on your head and then you're an extra.
So yeah, I mean, it's like it's just LA has so many things happening every night, basically. Like you can go to an event every night if you really want to. And I was like, let me take advantage of that. I even went to these things, this thing called the American Film Market in Santa Monica back when it was
AFM.
here. Exactly, yeah.
Did you go to have you ever done things like Groundlings?
No, I haven't done that one, but I know of it.
But
Yes,
that's more for
yeah.
actors and
Actors, yeah.
comedians to do. But that's how people do it. You join these groups and you go in
Right.
and you all put on these little comedy things, and like you never know, you might be next to Rob Schneider, and next thing you know, you're in a movie with him. I
I mean, I
mean,
remember also going to Sundance, and I literally saw Jeff Goldblum walking down the street. I was like, "Hey," and he's like, "Hey," and he like walked away. So it's like you have to, in a way, be proactive. Don't just sit on your butt and like wait for things to happen. I think it's good to approach people, and the worst they can say is, no, or get out of my way, or leave me alone.
well, so
It's
what
like.
what is I have no problem talking to anyone, but I'm very, very careful. Like I feel like I can get to whoever I need to get to, but if I don't have something to say and
Right.
it's ready, that's my thing. And I am still working on my pitches for certain things. So do you have advice on what to say to these people if you do see Jeff Goldblum? Look really like, what's that gonna do for you in your career moment? Probably nothing, but it's not bad for him to know that you do what you do. But what are you going to say to a guy walking across the street, though? I mean, so what are some of the things you would suggest people can tell people, I guess, in these situations, or how do they network?
So there are some tricks that you can try. For instance, if I want to meet somebody and they're like speaking at a panel or something here in LA, I try and do as much research as possible. It's kind of like the stalking
Stalking.
thing. And then you just, you talk about their work. You literally talk about them. You want to become their friend, basically. And this is assuming that you as a composer, for instance, your chops are great and you're ready to go. This is not for somebody
New.
who, like, right, very green, never doesn't know how to use a DAW or doesn't know how to write for,
So you're
write
basically saying
mock-ups.
mid like once you know how to do this and you're ready to go after and say, hey, I'm a composer, I want to be doing movies with you, I've got a few things under my belt, this is where you're at, and you're trying to like get into
Right.
the industry now. You got you're
Yeah.
ready, but you need some more experience, maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
So panels are a great thing. I would say also, I use a lot. I use IMDb Pro a lot to find
And
work.
so what specifically in IMDb Pro, what features do you find are great? Because I do SEO, so I love hearing about website stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd
Yeah,
love
but no.
to hear it out.
So I use they have a they've also they have updated their kind of their interface now. So you can easily search for films that are different tiers with different directors. And I've done that since the beginning, since I moved here. Every day, this is what works for me. And I dedicate at least 3 days of doing research in addition to composing. So I do like maybe the morning, do some research, or I flip it around, do it in the afternoon or later at night. But I at least dedicate 2 or 3 days to find the next job or the next gig.
Is it all
So, and that's been
freelance? Is it all freelance, or how does that work?
freelance. Yes, yeah, I do. I've done everything. I have an attorney that negotiates deals for me, but I have to do the work. I have to, pound the
Present
payment.
the deal to the attorney first. Got it.
Right. Knock on doors.
Now,
So,
just quick curious, is your attorney, I don't care, like I don't get into who they are, but are they in LA or New York? I'm guessing New York.
LA.
Oh, okay.
LA.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. He's here in LA. Although they can work from, remotely, you can do anything now. It's like you don't
I'm
have to
just
be in a
curious.
certain spot.
My
Yeah.
guy's in New York. I just
That
feel like
works
there's a
too.
lot of lawyers in New York. I don't know. I'm on the East
Yeah.
Coast again, so it's okay. Let's see here. Okay, so is there an instrument that you started with? Like what began this for you, this journey of music?
So I started on violin
Oh, wow.
and then guitar as well. I did a, and then piano. Although when I was a kid, I sang in choirs. So that's another thing when I was in Florida. But
And were
violin
you
was the one that
did,
stuck.
so I'm just gonna interrupt because I sang at age 7 in a church choir, so
Yeah.
no fear from that. Did you find that the choir was like competitive and you wanted to be the one singing, or were you sort of scared? Like, how was that environment for you? Because I know there's a lot of bullying and stuff too, I found at church choirs. Now I'm saying church.
Yeah. No, I for me it was elementary school where I had the choir experience, and we had the teacher that was very like nurturing and loving. It didn't feel like competition at all. It was just like, oh, let's make music together as a group, and
That's
it
great.
felt just natural and organic. So I think she instilled, and it's funny, her last name was Miss Love. So there you go. It's a testament to someone in their last name. But it starts at the very beginning. So that kind of instilled the love of music for me.
Did you play in the high
And
school band?
I played in the orchestra, high school orchestra.
Orchestra. So
And
how was it a larger school then? Because a lot of us come from different sort of sized towns and cities. Like if you're in the city, there would be a bigger opportunity. Where I am right now, we had a very small band, but an amazing band leader. So I learned clarinet, things like
right.
that. So for you, how'd that go?
Yeah. Miami is a large city, so we had a lot of access to a lot of people. So I think my school was like, I don't know, 3,000 students or something. And
Isn't
we
that where
had
the
like,
sound machine came from there? Sorry.
yeah, the Miami Sound Machine.
It's
There
just
you
fun.
go.
It's just fun to say that. It's sh showing my age here. People are like, "What's Miami Vice?" I'm like, "Yeah." I had a roommate who was on Miami Vice. Let's keep
I
going.
used to listen to her actually, like when I was a kid. My parents would too, and I would, oh, that sounds cool. Like, and actually, Gloria Estefan went to my university,
Here we go.
University of Miami. So
Excellent.
she's a big icon there for sure.
So your influences, what did you listen to when you were like a teenager growing up? Because like usually whatever you listen to when you're age 15 is what you kind of will still like, I hear.
Yeah, it's such a weird, eclectic thing. I would listen
Miami.
to a lot of Celia Cruz, tangos that my parents would sometimes play. A lot of classical music because I was doing violin at the same time, and electronica. So it's this weird mix of
So what
different.
electronica artists were you into, or do you know any that I would recognize maybe? This is
Oh
interesting.
man, back in the day,
Yeah. Like I was into Chemical
geez.
Brothers and stuff like that. I don't know.
Chemical Brothers, I mean, Nine Inch Nails, I would listen to a bit.
Nine Inch
And
Nails is very influential. Very,
yeah,
very
which I think
fragile.
now I think they've expanded to composition too for film, like
It's all
Atticus
Trent
Ross.
Reznor. It's just one guy, really. I
Yeah.
mean, his
Yeah.
guitar player is now in Motley Crue.
Right,
Stuff
exactly.
like that going on.
I Nirvana too, I would listen to.
Excellent.
Man.
I'm very, very, very huge on the 90s scene. I love like Alice
Yeah.
in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots is a big
Yes.
one.
Alice in
Really
Chains, of course.
big one. I saw Layne Staley perform at Lollapalooza with on the Dirt tour.
Oh, wow. That's
Oh,
so
so
cool.
great. So 93, 94, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Toronto,
That's
Canada.
awesome. Yeah, so I think all that and all that kind of like influenced like why I wanted to write for film. And also, and then the big film composers that influenced me obviously are John Williams, James Horner, Jerry
What about,
Goldsmith.
and there's
Yeah.
Hans Zimmer.
Oh yeah, Hans Zimmer. Yeah. He's a
Hans,
he's
Hans. I have
huge.
an uncle named Hans. I can't say it.
Although
In
I think
fact,
he says in England they say hands, so
that's and Hans Christian Andersen was Hans.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
And my family's from Estonia, so they're all Hansy.
So yeah, I mean that influenced everything. I mean, because I've written also not only like orchestral film scores, but also I did like an EDM film score, which was really cool to write. It was
What's
for a
the film
film called
called?
Angel of Anywhere. You can find it on YouTube, and
I'm
it's done.
looking.
It's on this website on this channel called Omeletto, has like a million views now or something or more. And out of everything I've written, that so far has well up to now, because I've written I did a fantasy film recently that we're promoting called Empire Queen, and
I
that's getting a
saw
lot
that.
of hits.
I saw that you did that. I haven't seen the film. I was looking at that, and it felt actually last night we were watching Game of Thrones again. We started over, and it's like suddenly I'm in Dragon World again, and I've been playing Hearthstone a lot, so it's kind of funny. Very cool. So what's coming up for you musically? Do you have any big projects you're excited about, or anything really exciting that nobody knows yet, or what's on the burners here?
I have well, in addition to planning this event that I told you about earlier, which is consuming a lot of my life at the moment, I have a I'm doing a movie score for a kind of a thriller, not horror, but haunted story. And that's going to be done after May 16th. So I'll start on that one later.
Okay,
But
so
it's a really cool story about like it's called Ghost Train, and it's really cool effects and has like.
Ghost Train?
Yeah,
Feels like it's something out of Rick and Morty.
a little bit. I have to say the first time I worked with this filmmaker, but he's super talented. And when I saw this, I was like, wow. He shot this like on his own, and I was like, you know what? Great playground to like write music and do some
So,
cool
are
experiments.
you also a music supervisor, or are you the score person and someone else does the music? Like for this movie, you're talking about the train. Like, how do they pick other songs?
Right, so I just do the underscore,
Got
like
it.
basically the instrumental stuff. The music, the songs are usually music supervisor, but this one is it will probably have just underscore. I don't think it'll have a music
Right, because
supervision.
it's more like scare the hell out of everybody with the music. Like, because movies that do
Yeah.
horror are basically all about the music, if you really think about
Right.
it. And like, you're
Yeah, because usually it's
basically like Tweety Bird on a little bing, ding, ding. Like, it's like it goes together with what's happening on the screen so much.
Shot like usually in one location with like, if these movies like Blumhouse, for instance, they make millions, but their budgets are like under $1 million
That's amazing.
and they make tons of money because it's like usually one location, maybe four or five actors,
Minimal
not a lot of time.
CGI.
Yeah, just and then the music picks up like the bulk of that. So, but for instance, like when I did Empire Queen, which we're going to go to WonderCon now in like 9 days, actually here
Oh, that's
in
fun.
Anaheim. Yeah, that score was the movie's 2.5 hours long, and it's about 2 hours and 20 minutes of music. It's the most I've ever churned out for because it's a fantasy film, so it kind of needs
That
that kind of
dreamy thing going on.
whimsical, dreamy, orchestral, like dark, even for the villain themes. We have like three main characters, and each of them has a theme, but then when they unite, they have one theme together, and then we have
Okay.
a villain. She's a queen, and she has like her minions, and they have a theme. So it's kind of like Harry Potter meets Princess Bride meets
Is there a
like
bit of Star Wars
Willow.
in there?
Oh
A little bit of Star
yes,
Wars? I hope
the
so.
influence. from the director. So yeah, it's on Prime Video. So it's I think it's available in Canada if you guys want to check it out.
And what's the title again, so I can put that here?
Empire Queen: The Golden Age of Magic.
Excellent.
And it's also available on Apple, iTunes, the music as well, if you want to listen to it, and Spotify. So
Fantastic.
yeah, it's been doing really well. Everyone's been we got a review on this website called or this another podcast named Mega 64. The guys there were really into it, because they've been the whole concept of the movie started with the director doing three music videos back in like 10 years ago or something, and it blew up, and the song was called Shine on Me. And then he's like, let me do one more. And then for the last music video, he basically we just did a he did a feature film. And then the cool thing about that is, like, I found him. I took the initiative to like research him out and be like, hey, I'm a composer. Do you need an or a score for this amazing fantasy movie? And we got together, we had a few lunches, and we hit it off, and here we
Well,
are.
and like if I go to a studio with producers, like they're not gonna know how to do that kind of scoring. Like if you need a score, it's not the easiest thing to find because anyone who's good at it's gonna be doing it and cost a lot. So like, that's cool to know. Like if we wanted to hire you, how do we do it, right? Like that's cool. And you have your
Exactly.
website, nicholasrepetto.com, and that's where people can reach you if they want to.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm also on social media, every on Instagram, Facebook. You have to be everywhere nowadays to kind of
Yes, you
be found,
do.
right? It's,
That's
yeah.
very cool.
So I'm all the big ones. So yeah, we're excited about the film. We're excited about the panel, and then it's gonna be available later, hopefully this year, in either Netflix or one of the bigger streamers. So we're gonna see
And
if that
this
pans out.
April 10th deadline, what's that again, the event? Could you just tell me a bit about that? I'll try to get this posted as soon as possible so we don't miss your deadlines coming up.
Oh, right. The April 10th deadline is for composers who are interested in applying for the grant from the Perspective Forum. It's on Facebook, and we're accepting applications up till then. And then we'll review, a week to 2 weeks to review them, and then
And
we'll
how
announce
many
the
do
winner.
you award? Is it just one, or is there like, how does that work?
It'll be at least two winners.
Excellent.
Yeah,
And have you,
one or
and how
two.
many times have you done this in the past?
This will be our first time.
Oh, wow.
It'll
That's
be
exciting.
it's the inaugural one. Yep. Yeah, so it's everything has to be
And this
you know,
is,
we
it's in the name
go
of,
ahead.
it's in the name of your friend Marion, I believe.
Yeah, Miriam Mayer, yeah.
Marion
Perspective.
Mayer. Okay.
Yeah, Miriam Mayer Perspective Composer Grant. So, yeah, it's gonna be our first one, and she was very into giving back to the community, and obviously she started this amazing community for all of us to participate in. So I was like, you know what? I need to do something for her to honor her memory. So this is how it started. And sometimes, she started the group out of a whim, because we were actually kicked out of another forum. And
Happens.
so she just started her own thing, because we were troublemakers in the other forum. And she's like, you know what? Let's just start our own thing. And then she asked me and a few other friends to help her out. And then, now we're a thriving over 15,000 member community. It's like fantastic.
That's
So
great. Yeah,
how about you?
I had a Twitter account for my hometown and they took it from me, even though they weren't doing anything with social media. It's like the longest town name in Canada. It's called Petitang Machine. So I made a Facebook group. And a lot of people think the town made the group, but no, it's my group, and we've got over 4,500 members now.
Wow,
But you got
that's
to be
awesome.
careful administering a Facebook group because now there's responsibility. You got to stop all the spam. It's interesting.
Oh yeah.
So,
Yeah.
do you go to NAMM in Anaheim? Is that one of the events you attend?
I you know what? I wanted to go this year for the first time, but I didn't get a chance to, because I was busy with because I also write orchestral music and I get commissions. I'm doing a new commission now, for this. I'm doing a sci-fi kind of commission, called Cargo Bay 6. It's about aliens and stuff like that. It's gonna be
Sounds
cool.
cool.
But no,
It's funny
I
because
wanted to
it sounds
go.
so, sorry to interrupt, but that sounds so
Yeah.
almost like I talked to a guy yesterday who was in Vienna and
Yeah.
he's coming here to do some stuff. But we were talking about the composers and he has just been by Ludwig van Beethoven's where he was writing and stuff. So I was just, when you said that you're getting commissioned, it feels very olden termed. I've got a commission to write an opera for this composer's team or something. It's just interesting. And, but, it's an alien spaceship thing, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I
So
didn't go where I thought.
it's no, but I mean, you could still get commissions and do
No,
it.
yeah.
Usually you usually have like carte blanche to do whatever you want. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna write something about aliens, and I think it's gonna be cool, and but it's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be like challenging music for the group, whatever. But yeah, so I think my goal is to eventually get to NAM. I think for one time it wasn't available. It was very restrictive in terms of like you have to be a store or something, or be a product person,
It's
right?
really not that hard. I have a lot of friends who will sell NAM passes for $30. If you need one, I can usually help you get one. I got a couple guys I can call. But yeah, it was weird at first. Like, how do you get in? How do you get in, you know?
Yeah, that's why for the longest I'm like, well, I can't get in, so I just forgot about it. And then I think this year I checked the website and they opened it up. So I was like, I was gonna go, but then I had, have this thing, so I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I bought a
But
pass
yeah,
last
I'm.
year, didn't go.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
I
Yeah,
wish
so
I
I
would.
saw some cool pictures of and friends like take video on obviously on Facebook, and I can see what's happening.
It's just
Some good
really good
friends.
for gear. If you're a gear pig like me, or if you
Yeah.
like gear, studio gear, you go to all the booths and like I've been able to get like 64 audio, iRig,
In ears. Oh yeah.
and
Very
everything
nice,
I'm
yeah.
doing is basically I met all the people who make all the stuff I use.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
And
I like
I'm endorsed by them all. So
that's awesome. I like Arturia stuff. Really dig their stuff. Are they there usually or no? I
they
can't.
will be there.
Okay. All
I mean,
right.
unless for some reason they're not. I mean, everybody's there. I would like I remember going to see the guys with they have a hand logo. They make the bass chairs that vibrate for producers. I forget the name now. I have their shirt. I like them a lot. A lot of really
That
cool
sounds cool.
companies that I would go to see. And Ernie Ball, my guitar company, is there. Like, I get the strings and guitars from them. I love them so much. But yeah, NAMM's a great one. I saw Christopher Guest there. He walked by
Oh,
me. I'm
really?
like, it's Doc.
Yeah,
I didn't say anything to him,
exactly.
but he just was right there. I'm like, wow. 'Cause, I mean, I don't really get starstruck, but he was someone I was like, I have nothing to say to him other than I like that he's at NAMM. Wonder what he's doing. That was around the time they did that fake hoverboard commercial with Tony Hawk. That was pretty funny.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was
Well,
around
is it?
then.
I mean, he did like this is Spinal Tap, right? So this is like that makes sense. The that Christopher Guest? Are you
No,
talking?
Christopher. I'm talking about Doc Brown from Back to the Future. What's his last name? Christopher Lloyd. I'm sorry, Christopher.
Lloyd.
No, Lloyd. Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
For
Lloyd.
oh, okay.
Christopher Guest is awesome too. And that they're making a, speaking of what you just said, seeing as I screwed that all up, they're making a new Spinal Tap. Did you see that?
No,
And they're
they
making
are?
another one. It's happening now. It's almost, I'm a little worried that it's like Mel Brooks' History of the World Part Two, which is he's like 99 now. He
Right,
still made
yeah.
it. It's a little late. I really
Right.
liked Part One. The
Yeah.
joke was there would be no part two, but then they did the part two.
Exactly. So,
But
yeah,
hey,
I've been watching. I caught up a bit on that one. It's really fun. So,
I love that you're out in LA. I miss LA. How's Venice Beach doing? How's my skate park? How's it going over there? Everything good? Keeping it
fantastic. Yeah,
good?
still crazy and loud and fun. And when I get a break, I like to go bike riding through Venice and
Have you
Santa
had a chance?
Monica.
Have you seen the
So,
Lemmy statue at the Rainbow lately? To tell him I said hey.
oh,
It's one of my
yeah.
favorite spots. Man.
This year also will hopefully release because I did a documentary as well called The American Question about American values in the US. And we're hoping it's going to come out this year as well. Because the pandemic threw a wrench on a lot of films that I did. And now they're slowly coming out again and
Yeah,
getting
it's hard to
distribution.
shoot. It was hard to shoot.
Exactly.
Screwed up all the
And
shooting.
just like getting people together to watch films too. So we couldn't really like film festivals were like either online and some people didn't want to do that. So now all the films I did like maybe 2 years ago are now starting to come out. So yeah, look out for that one. And yeah, and then who knows what the future holds. I'm always like
And
waiting for the next adventure.
I love that kind of stuff. Like I said, we were just listening, we were watching Game of Thrones. You hear all that orchestral stuff yesterday. It was pretty loud. And like to see that you did that Empire Queen thing, I was like, oh, this is right up that alley. Like it's this is great stuff that you're doing. I'm interested to hear what else you get up to in the future. And hey, you're always welcome to come back and tell me about something great. You know, you got some big movie you want to tell me about, hit me up or let your publicist hit me up and we'll get something on the books for another visit to the Musician's Insider.
Perfect.
But Nicholas, thank you so much for coming on today. It's great to
My
get to know
pleasure.
you and see what you're doing out there. And I miss Los Angeles, so it's nice to see people out there again and what they're up to. And I hope you really enjoy the weather and can get out and be healthy and do all the things that LA can offer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
All
Appreciate it.
right. Well, I'm Cronus, and this has been the Musicians Insider. Thanks again for tuning in.